Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Inspirational this morning. As you rise up this morning and rejoice in the Lord, hopefully, I want to just bless you with some words here out of Colossians 3. It is a great honor and privilege to be a child of the King, and knowing that being dead in trespasses and sins, where heaven was a possibility, but a very vague one. Fear ruled and sin reigned. And by great deliverance, through the blood of Christ on a cross, on a cruel tree, when that great love was made manifest and known unto us, old things were passed away. All things became new. Colossians 3, verse 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." In this verse, there's several different things I'd like to bring out. The first one is the word "if." If you be risen. The majority of the world cannot say they are risen with Christ. But if you are risen, if you're out of the bondage, if you've been delivered, if you are resurrected in the heart, made alive unto Christ, and seek those things which are above. There are many things to seek today. There's lots of seeking goes on. Day in and day out, there's people who are looking for different things. And most of the people that are still blind, they still look for things that are earthly and temporal, things that fade away and the moth eats and the rust corrupts. Joy is not in their midst. Fleeting joy is what they have. Only according to circumstance are they happy. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek the things that are of God. Seek the things that are in His will, that bring life. Power in heavenly things. Because what's going on there is that Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Affection. What do you have affection for this morning? Is God your love this morning? Do you love Him? Are you seeking? Are you seeking for those things which are above? For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ and God. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. The old flesh is crucified. Crucified flesh. So then, therefore, when Christ shall appear, when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, it's not going to be a transferring of allegiance midair when the rapture of the church takes place, when the church goes up, and it will go up. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. So then, put to death those things here that are earthly, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. These things, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. In the which you have also walked before when you lived in them, but now you also put off all these: anger and wrath and malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Do not lie one to another, seeing the old man you have put off with his deeds. Men who are focused on the earth, gossip, they curse, they're angry, they speak filthy things, and worst of all, they speak blasphemies. The mouth is a river of death. River of death flows from their mouths. Oh, would we turn and speak life? Verse 10 says, and have put on the old new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Now we know the things of God. Now we know the life is in Christ. We know words of love trump angry words of death. In Christ, we are seeking, setting our affection, putting away those things that are inconvenient. Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if you then be risen with Christ today, seek those things that are above. Your circumstances don't change the need for this. For Christ is our life. May God bless your day.